Chris Miles describes Puckle as the spirit of stolen apples. It's part of his ambition to create a new distillery in Edinburgh, not just making this particular product, but eventually also making an exclusive single malt whiskey as well. He takes it seriously enough to have inchcombedistillery.com as part of his email address. He collects his apples from all over Edinburgh, from the Portie Community Orchard in the east, all the way round via Fairmile Head to Cramond in the west. He describes what he's doing as a zero-waste initiative, and Puckle itself as one of Scotland's most sustainable spirits. When I caught up with him, I started by asking where the idea came from.
My childhood, growing up, walled gardens of Scotland, how I represent the land I'm from as a spirit, as a terroir, if you like, in a wine sense, how you represent land with the produce of it. And if I live in Edinburgh, how do I represent the land of Edinburgh from the produce that's grown in Edinburgh? And I thought it was a really good idea to try and use apples. So I started collecting apples locally. And the longer I did it, the more people got involved and the more people started to contact me about their apple trees. And could I come and get their apples and pick their trees and snowball from there? And then I really wanted to find out how best to make it into a really good spirit. So I contacted Harriet Watt about how to make the best spirit we could from any apple, any amount of any apple, which is pretty tricky.
Did you, for instance, source apples from here in Portobello, and we've got the community orchard? You must have met people at the market in Brighton Park who have perhaps made offers to you as well.
Everyone gets involved. The Portobello community orchard got involved. And it doesn't matter if you're a person with a tree or a community orchard with trees or a commercial orchard with trees. You've always got a section of apples that can't be used. So I contacted Portobello community orchard and said, listen, if you've got any apples after you juice your own day or whatever you use them for, if there's some left, you know, I can take them. And yeah, Portobello Community Orchard got involved, and now I'm at Portie Market. And whenever I'm at Portie Market, someone offers me their apples. The more I go around picking trees and the more you speak to people, the more I start to realize that it's not just me collecting waste apples in urban environments. The blossom trees are being taken out because they're a pain, either from the blossoms or from the fruit that falls from them. If I can give people a use for their apples or make it not a nuisance, then hopefully they can keep the trees in the gardens and stuff.
So why go for a spirit and not cider?
If it's a spirit, you don't have to worry about certain bacteria and stuff that's in the apple juice. And I can also use any apple. And I'm fascinated with spirits. So cider doesn't really appeal to me that much. If you were making an apple juice or a cider, you'd have to pasteurize. If you're distilling it, you don't have to pasteurize.
So what's the process? You collect these apples, you presumably have somewhere where you actually can convert them into some kind of apple juice. You've got then to ferment them, presumably, before they can be distilled. Just what is the process?
I have a warehouse in Livingston, so I do picks on a Tuesday. So people contact me and I go out around Edinburgh picking on a Tuesday, and I take them to a warehouse in Livingston. I do collections on Wednesday, so I go around and collect people's apples on a Wednesday. Take them to Livingston. And in that warehouse, I have a bath and I wash the apples and then we put it through a mill and that turns it to a pulp. And then we take the pulp and we put it into a hydro press. A hydro press is a tin, basically, with a bladder in the middle. And you put the apples around the outside of the bladder, attach a hose to the bottom, put a lid on it, and then under pressure, the bladder expands out and pushes the apples against the side and it leaks out as juice. And we put the juice into big plastic containers. That juice is then either stored or goes straight to the distillery where it's fermented and distilled.
Now, obviously, you don't have a distillery of your own. So where, in fact, does it go?
The distillery is a friend of mine who used to deliver kegs to the pub. He was at Harriet Watt University and he started up his own contract distillery out there. So I got in touch with him and he was more than happy to try and make something out of apples.
So the product itself, does it taste of apple?
Yes, it tastes a lot of apples. If you're going through the nose, it's the first thing you get is a big baked apple smell, like cooked apple. Mm. And then behind that, you're getting sort of subtle citrus smells and orange. And that comes from the yeast we use in the fermentation. Behind that, you're probably getting a little bit of spice. Yeah, big apple taste.
The thing I've sometimes found with white spirits, if we can call it that, is they can be quite rough.
There's a perception of white spirits around the world, probably, that they are rough. I don't think it's necessarily true. You know, there's some fantastic Blanco tequilas. not to mention gin and vodka. I think in history, white spirits always been considered rough, and you have to add something to it to make it taste better. When vodka started to be made or is still made in Russia and Poland, you know, it's what can we add to it to make it taste a little bit more palatable? And they would add lemons and cherries, and there's fantastic Russian Hunter vodkas where they add spices and stuff. Gin, you're obviously adding botanicals to the white spirit. But the thing about fruit eau de vie is if I'm trying to take a piece of fruit and present it to a consumer to taste the fruit as a liquid, you know, I want to let it have all those subtleties and I don't want to add anything to it. The skill is in the juicing, the fermentation, and how I achieve that.
Where did the name Puchl come from? It's a good Scottish word.
I grew up near a place called Fyvie in Aberdeenshire. My neighbours used to have a small walled garden, and in that walled garden they had apple trees. And I used to go into their walled garden, unbeknown to them, take their apples, fold up my jumper and put them in the jumper, go round to the front door, and whenever I gave her the apples, she would give me sweets. But she would always refer to, "I can't believe you've got another pochel of apples. Where are you getting them from?" And that's where the word pochel comes from. And since then, you know, the fascination with that word and where the word comes from, and I'm really starting to enjoy that side of this product.
Okay, so what do you want to do with it? Do you want to get to a point where you're actually no longer delivering the juice to somebody else to turn it into a product, but actually having a distillery of your own?
Absolutely, that's the dream. The dream is to invest in some small stills and to start to do it ourselves from scratch here in Edinburgh. That's the dream, but I have to sell it first.
But presumably one hopes there is enough interest at the Porty market, which encourages you that there will be a market in future.
Absolutely. And there's wherever it goes, you know, Portobello market, anywhere it goes, it has genuine interest in it. It's a white spirit that's been around since the 15th century that people aren't aware of. And it does sit somewhere probably between gin and vodka for a consumer. I think people are very accepting of it, even at 10 a.m.
Chris will be at Porty Market in Brighton Park this morning, and hopefully the weather will be kind to all of the traders there. He says his initiative fits in with the strong sense of community for which Portobello is famous. And that's it for this week. Next week, can I have the pleasure of this dance? Yes, tickets are on sale for the first ever Cayley at Porty Town Hall under its new management. Have a super week, with perhaps just a pochel of something interesting to toast the success of Chris Miles' project, and also of Portobello Central. Bye for now.